Chapter 4, What If? You're probably second-guessing or at least wondering about my advice that you should jump now and figure out how to sprout wings as you fall. Clearly, it's not the safe or prudent thing to do. But if you never jump, you'll never know if you can fly or to what heights you might soar. In preparing for Stephanie's and my big adventure to live on a boat for at least 18 months, I recently read the book, What's Up, Ditch? The Ins and Outs of Cruising the Atlantic ICW, America's Secret Highway. Ditch in the What's Up, Ditch refers to the Intercoastal Waterway, which will be our route as we relocate from north in the summer to Florida in the winter and back. What's Up, Ditch is one of the many books that my wife and I have read in researching, and so we just want to improve our chance of success in our big adventure. This research is akin to me sprouting my wings on the way down. We already jumped, we sold our house, we bought the boat, now we're learning as much as we can, as fast as we can, to avoid hitting the bottom. If you've ever thought of doing something big, your mind probably will play the what-if game. You might also get a piece of paper or open a Word document to list all the pros and cons about what you're considering. I've certainly been entrenched in plenty of what-ifs about living on a boat and traveling the Intercoastal Waterway. Like, what if I run aground? What if I run out of gas? What if I hit another boat? What if I lose internet connection in the middle of a coaching call? What if this? What if that? What if? Well, the what-ifs can drive you crazy. I can assure you there's no shortage of what-ifs going through my head. I mentioned the book, What's Up, Ditch, because the author, Chris DiCrocci, specifically addressed almost all of the what-ifs that were plaguing me as I was contemplating moving onto the boat. And then he put a different spin on it. He said, what if you do actually become a liveaboard, which is the reference term for people who live on a boat? What if you do become a liveaboard and encounter some of the problems you're worried about and realize that you have the capacity to solve them and overcome them? Every day you wake up and tackle something else, as he put it, what if you do this and discover that you're really a badass boat driver, you're a really good boat captain and navigator? From that moment on, I read in every passage in Chris's book, I never again doubted our decision to embark on this big adventure, and I also realized how many parallels there were for this what-if game as it relates to entrepreneurs. Let's talk about your own challenges. You are like me. I don't mean that you've decided to live on a boat, but you've decided to pursue your entrepreneurial dream. At this point, you may have decided to jump and are currently in free fall trying to sprout your wings. I know that's a pretty scary time. Or you might still be standing on the cliff staring at the bottom, worried about how far it is and what will happen if you don't fly. I know all of the what-ifs that plague you with worry. I've had those same what-ifs early in my career, and at every fork in the road when I just said yes and chose that scary path. What if I don't make any money? Whoa, I get that one. I referred to my first year in business as revenue-free. It was totally scary. I had a family to support and was also thinking about college tuitions for my twin girls that was coming up in the not-too-distant future. I used credit cards and believe that charging them, you know, I had to change my mindset to think of those as business loans rather than credit card debt. I persevered and networked and planted seeds that I had faith would germinate. Well, what if a client fires me? Well, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, brush off your ego, figure out what happened to make sure it doesn't happen again. Was it your fault? Did something go wrong? If so, figure out that solution to avoiding it. As for the client who fired you, can you remedy the solution to regain their trust? Maybe, maybe not, but move on. What if my new idea or plan doesn't pan out? Well, again, you won't know until you try. But there are things you can do to test the waters beforehand. Do some sample marketing on a small scale as a litmus test. Confer with others in your industry or other entrepreneurs to get their take on your idea. What if I lose respect of my family and friends? Well, would you rather increase their respect by working hard to fulfill your dream? Honestly, unless your friends are entrepreneurs themselves, they're probably not going to understand what you're doing. They might be naysayers, as a matter of fact, about your decision, but it's your life and it's your decision. As it relates to the respect of your family and friends, for one thing, everyone respects success. People know it when they see it, and most people admire it. However, as it relates to the journey, your entrepreneurial goals, And saying yes to do some things outside of your comfort zone, understand this, your family and friends know you for who you currently are, not who you are moving to be, not who you are working hard and training and just showing all kinds of faith and courage to be. They only see you for who you are. I encourage you not to seek their approval along the way, because as much as they might love and support you, they also don't understand some of the things you might be doing to increase your position in the marketplace and grow your business. And honestly, if they really love you, they don't want to see you get hurt. So they're going to encourage you to take the safe path. Quick example, my dad, who is a very successful businessman and someone whom I have enormous respect for, he never understood why I would do speaking gigs unpaid and pay my own travel expenses. This was a foreign concept to him. Back in the day, you either got paid to speak or at a minimum had your travel costs reimbursed by the host. Had I not been so grounded in the belief that this strategy would ultimately help me build my business and the ROI would come later based on me following the examples of highly successful entrepreneurs who already proved this strategy, I might have let my dad's opinion steer me off course. If you need support and encouragement along the way, join a mastermind group where like-minded people are also on the same journey. This will become your other family and the place you go for support and encouragement. Life is a big what if. So what if you do encounter these and the other what ifs? If that happens, you get up every day, you figure it out, and you apply the solution and take the next step forward. When you take a much broader view, you'll see that life is actually one big what if game. You've already been playing it for years. So take a moment, think back on what you've faced so far in terms of the what ifs. What if I don't make friends at school? What if I don't pass my driver's test? What if I don't have a prom date? What if I don't get into college of my choice? What if I fail that class? What if I bomb the job interview? What if she or he doesn't say yes when I ask him out or ask her out? I mean, those should probably all sound familiar to everybody. You've already been dealing with a bunch of what-ifs and fears, and most likely you've overcome them. So here you are, getting up every day, figuring it out, and moving forward. Like the author of What's Up, Ditch, let me point out now a different spin on your what-if fears about your entrepreneurial dream. What if it turns out you discover that you really are a badass entrepreneur and are great at growing your business? What if you have what it takes to create your dream business? What if you have the skill set and determination to be wildly successful? What if you figure out how to sprout wings when you jump and soar higher than you don't even think is possible today? What if you normally do move forward and build your dream business, making it possible for you to live your dream lifestyle? Don't say yes to small ball. You've no doubt heard that Rome wasn't built in a day. Very simply, big things are not accomplished in one day or even 1 week or 1 month. I know plenty of entrepreneurs who get stuck in short-term thinking and doing. They're in a continuous loop of getting out of bed every day and thinking, what do I have to accomplish today? I have to do something today. I want to have a big day today. I have to close out the week strong in a big way. It's as if every hour of every day of every week is a make-it-or-break-it moment in their business. Not only the wrong way to grow a business, it will drive you to levels of stress and a lifestyle that is anything but enjoyable. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having a positive mindset and having big daily goals. That's a good thing. However, those daily goals have to be the result of much bigger planning and thinking. You will never build your dream business one day or 1 week at a time, no matter how epic that day or week might be. So you must start thinking long term. Think about 2 or 3 really big goals that you want to accomplish this year. If it's 50% growth in revenue, opening a second location, launching a new product or service, offering to complement what you already do, I mean, the choice is yours, but you have to think big. Nobody in the exclusive top 1% club got there by thinking small and playing small ball. With these big goals in mind, now determine how you can go out and make those a reality. What steps do you have to take? As with any big project, always start with the end in mind. Then work backward to determine the steps needed to get you to where you are. Once you have that vision and understand the route you need to take, now you can set your daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly tasks to reach your big goals. Now, when you get up every morning, you don't have to ask, what am I going to do today? You will have a clear and strategic plan about what you need to accomplish today and this week that is leading you toward your epic goal. My example to fulfill our dream of living on a boat is a good example of thinking big, starting with the end in mind, and then working out the strategy to achieve it. Living and working on a boat is a big dream that has probably been percolating in the back of my mind for a long time, possibly years. We've plotted everything we need to do. How do we do it? What happens with the house? How do I work remotely? Where will we have secure internet? Are there things we have to figure out with kids, with furniture, with storage, with seeing grandkids, all of that. All of that had to meet our May 1st deadline of setting sail. I know the old expression, Rome wasn't built in a day, and our floating home will be a year in the planning and preparing for before we actually shove off the dock. When you focus on little, short-term things that aren't part of your plan to reach your big goals, it makes everything small. You can certainly do big, epic things, but you can't achieve them in short periods of time. Honestly, I don't believe anyone, including you, was put on this earth for mediocrity. We are all created for great things. Each one of us has the potential to create great things, but only you can convert your potential to be great into something amazing and fantastic. Think about this. Think about a packet of wildflower seeds. They sit unopened in the packet, representing potential to become beautiful flowers. Yet left unopened, these seeds can exist in that packet for decades, sealed in the packet, existing only as potential beauty. Everyone has seeds of greatness within them. But like actual seeds, there are certain things needed to convert the potential into a field full of flowers. The seeds have to be taken out of the packet. It's their secure comfort zone. They have to be placed in soil, a dark and dirty and unfamiliar place. They have to be watered, and the soil turns to mud. Yuck. Temperatures go down at night. It's cold. The sun comes out. It's hot, but the seed can't see anything yet. It feels all alone. Fertilizer gets dumped on it. Ooh, it stinks. Add more water until it starts the process of pushing out of its shell. It can feel the sun and the warmth, but it's still dark and horribly uncomfortable by itself in unfamiliar territory. If I was a seed, I believe this is the time and space where you most begin to feel your dream coming alive, yet it's still not there. Very frustrating. Once it breaks the surface and starts to unfold its stem and leaves, everything begins to improve. I imagine this must be like an entrepreneur getting their first sale. As an entrepreneur, your journey will be like that of a seed. You won't go from the pack to greatness unless you go through some mud and muck and yuck and hot and cold and dark being fertilized and a little bit of crappy existence for a period of time. You can't escape going through the work if you want to be great and create a dream business and dream lifestyle. In hindsight, I now know that my first year in business where I literally had no revenue, that was my year of being put in the ground, made uncomfortable, and questioning why I left that warm, safe packet. Thankfully, I did. I endured the unpleasantness because my business today has truly blossomed into a beautiful field of wildflowers. When you look at successful people, athletes, musicians, actors, and entrepreneurs, remember, you are looking at the finished product. You don't see the years of playing dive bars, waiting tables to eke out an existence, hours of sweat and training. You don't see all the crap that they went through to get where they are. You don't see their journey through the dirt to finally reach the surface and blossom. Kick the distractions to the curb and play a bigger game. Doing big things is scary. You have to wait longer for results, and you have to put yourself out there in a big way. I know, that can be frightening. Sometimes the investment is larger as well, and that can also be scary. What holds most people back from thinking big and then pursuing a lofty goal are the what-ifs that we talked about. If you want to achieve big things, you've got to stop playing small ball.